first and foremost, I'm thinking of the families in Uris, you know, where, you know, the shortest traversable route rule in terms of eligibility for school transport means that even though a school bus clearly couldn't get over the Moore Gap over to Buncrana, you know, for many periods of the year, winter or terrible weather, that is deemed to be an acceptable route, and therefore Buncrana is deemed to be closer to many families in Uris than Carndonagh. So they're denied their right to have a place on the bus, and they're exposed then to a lottery, which is the concessionary system. So that's not addressed at all in the report, which is really, really disappointing. The second issue then is the core issue of a seat on the bus for many families across Donegal. And we were promised by this Minister, John Halligan, that no child would be left without that seat. And that's not the case. The status quo remains. And we have a situation where, you know, if you are not eligible under what are often stupid rules, you're relying on a concessionary place and you're not guaranteed that place. It's a lottery system. This is discrimination. And also particularly where you have families with a number of children where you could have siblings having to go to different schools. So this is really disappointing. And we were, you know, led to believe there'd be a better outcome than this.
The minister has, however, stated that he hasn't closed the door on certain issues. And I suppose from your perspective, you'll be putting the pressure on to address those.
Oh, absolutely. And on top of the list for me is this shortest traversable route that has impacted on families in Uris and indeed other parts of Donegal where, you know, you looked at, you know, Isle Bog roads or mountain passes are deemed to be, you know, acceptable routes when we know that they're not. And therefore, these families have been denied a guaranteed place, you know, and transport to the school that they wish to go to. It's separating families. And, you know, I think that we need to, you know, have a situation where the minister urgently now goes back to the drawing board. But, I mean, I have to say there was many promises made in Donegal by some public representatives that this would be, you know, a review that would lead to change and positive guarantees, and that hasn't materialised. And those public representatives need to answer for themselves.